Well, maybe you're eating local produce this holiday. What if you live in a place, though, with no land to grow that? A New Jersey-based food startup called AeroFarm suggests aeroponic farming. No soil, no sun, no pesticides, little water, just a mist with nutrients, and LED lights that can be adjusted to actually make the plants taste better. Right now, AeroFarm operates out of a nondescript warehouse in Newark, New Jersey, but they plan to move soon to a huge facility. David Rosenberg is co-founder and CEO of AeroFarm. They've raised more than $36 million for their clean tech urban farms. David, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much, Robin. Great to be here.
Well, and explain how this works.
Envision a tunnel about 80 feet long, less than 2 feet high, about a foot over the plants. We have a series of LEDs, and then the other below the growth media is where the roots are, and we have a really misted nutrition. And then envision through this tunnel, the plants begin their journey as a seedling. And 16 days later, they come out the other side, fully grown, ready to be harvested. That same process otherwise takes 30 days in a field.
So it starts as a seedling, and then there's this, you call it growth media. But what is it? There's a cloth involved over a planter.
Exactly. So you mentioned soilless, sunless agriculture. Farming. So one misnomer is people say, don't plants need sun? And the answer is no, they need spectrum of light. So about a foot over the plants, we have a series of LEDs, and we're really smart in the lighting side, giving the plants not only what spectrum they want, but taking out the spectrum they don't need. And then the growth media, which is made out of a recycled material, the seeds are put on there, and then they grow, the roots go down. So we are about optimizing the plant growth. So when I say we have 16-day growth cycles in our system versus 30 days, it's using the same non-GMO seed, non-genetically modified seed, using 95% less water, zero pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and the end product doesn't even need to be washed.
What is the benefit of doing it this way as opposed to using soil? We know, for instance, that soil can be overused and then you have to, you know, put nutrients back in it or not plant in it for a while. But what are some of the benefits in your mind of growing vegetables this way?
The benefits mean different things to different entities. So first, for the consumer, the person that's going to eat the leafy greens, they want fresh food. In the U.S., about 95% of our leafy greens are grown in California. So if you live in the East Coast, it's about a five-day journey until they get into the supermarket, sometimes 7 days. So here we could bring the food to the customer much sooner, which means an increase in nutritional density. It also means, from an environmental standpoint, not only does agriculture, by USDA standards, consume about 70% of our fresh water, but it also leads to approximately the same amount of our water contamination, and that is from over-fertilizing as well as over-pesticizing. There's a lot of negative consequences to the environment, and a lot of those could be greatly reduced in fully controlled agriculture.
Well, you know, there are questions. Cornell agricultural professor Lewis Albright is one who raises concerns about the lighting. He's concerned about any food grown under 100% artificial light, which yours is. He says light requires electricity. Electricity requires fossil fuels. And of course, fossil fuels contribute to carbon dioxide to the extent that it cuts what you say is one of the benefits, the fact that you don't have to truck these vegetables around. You can put them anywhere. You can put them in the inner city if all you need is a contained place inside a warehouse.
Yeah, well, first, Lou Albright doesn't know how we grow or what we use. We do a lot of very thoughtful things on the environmental side. We focus on the spectrum of light that the plants want, and we're able to take out some of the spectrum that they don't need. Also, in this facility we're building in Newark, which is going to be what we believe the largest vertical farm in the world, this is going to be using, from a heating standpoint, the waste heat off our LEDs. So about what in other places might be like 50% of their energy load, for us, it's almost completely taken off by using these smart systems of waste heat.
Well, and you've got academics on your side as well. There's a professor at Cornell School of Integrative Plant Science, we're reading, who helped develop this light recipe, this idea that you can alter the light depending on what the plant is asking for. But can you really make changes in the light that can make kale sweeter or, you know, something like arugula, I'm reading, more peppery?
Yes, and it's not just the light. So we have a tremendous amount of data of what the plants want and adds to benefit not only the taste, but the texture, the yield, the nutrition density, and whether it's the lighting, whether it's the nutrients, the air, the oxygen, the CO2, the temperature, the humidity, there are a whole bunch of items that all influence these things. And we're constantly playing around with it to optimize for those features.
Do you worry about the aspect of this that might be off-putting to people? It's fooling with nature.
This is taking a non-GMO seed, in a lot of cases an organic seed, and we're not messing with the biology in that sense or the genetics. People they don't want pesticides, herbicides, fungicides on their product. They don't want chemically contaminated food. They don't want the residue from fertilizers on their product. And the fact that we're able to give them a clean product without these chemicals on it is tremendous.
That's David Rosenberg, co-founder and CEO of Aero Farms. Again, no earth, no sun, very little water, a mist. That's aeroponic farming in right now downtown Newark, New Jersey. David, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And we'll link you up to all sorts of information at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd, in for Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.